Don't you?如果突然间咧，我个电话有少少 buzzing sound，right？唔好挂心，因为我个
牧師嘅新抱係
佢入咗醫院30几个钟头啦，已經應該出我哋嘅第三個孫女，咁禮拜五晚入嘅，咁啊 Bob 話一定要揸住啊，咁我揸住喺呢度，咁啊祈禱啦，我哋好感謝主，因為咧我哋能夠崇拜喺呢度，同埋咧我知道出邊好好熱，但係我哋喺裏邊都好涼啦嚇。我用英文噶嘛，Raymond 幫我翻譯。I'm going to begin with a story about my tree。
牧師喺今日開始講道之前，用佢嗰一棵樹嚟到同大家去分享。
My front yard, I have these things called crepe myrtles. You know what they are, right? It's a Houston thing.
牧師嘅前院係有一種係喺 Houston 係好獨特嘅一個植物。
And I have three of them. They were planted at the same time.
佢哋係有三棵係一齊種植嘅。
And they're pretty big.
佢哋幾大棵嘅。
But last year, I noticed that one of them was a little skinny.
牧師係發覺咧，佢哋三棵裡面其中有一棵咧係比較瘦弱一啲。
And so I checked it, and I discovered that there was this wild tree grown in the center of that tree.
原來牧師發覺喺呢棵植物嘅中間有一棵野草係生長喺裡面。
And it was just a thorn bush or some kind, but it got really big.
好似一棵荊棘嘅草，但係生長得非常之大。
And so because of that, the tree, the good tree, couldn't grow.
咁因為咁嘅緣故，呢棵好嘅樹就唔能夠好好嘅生長。
So I took a chainsaw. That's how big it got.
所以就攞咗一個電鋸。
And I just cut it as low as I can.
用最低嘅方向去剪除佢。
But I'm not skilled enough to get rid of all the roots.
係牧師冇好好嘅技術去將佢嘅連根拔起。
So I thought that would be good enough.
牧師就以為原來已經係做得好好㗎啦。
But this year, again, the three trees are there.
咁今年開始咧，就佢仍然有呢三棵樹。
And two of them are pretty big, about 15 feet tall, lots and lots of flowers, purple and red.
其中有兩棵樹咧，生咗好多唔同顏色嘅花，非常嘅高，有15尺咁高。
But that little guy, maybe about 5 feet high, couple branches, no flowers at all.
但係另外一棵咧，只係可能有5尺高，只有少少嘅樹枝喺入面。
And I realized that kind of thorny bush.The roots are still there, and it's still choking my tree.
佢冇留意到原來另外一個咁嘅荊棘，仍然佢嘅根喺泥土入面去侵蝕緊呢個嘅植物。
I'm going to have to try to figure out how to pull those roots out, or else the tree will not live. It will eventually die.
牧師係需要諗辦法去點樣去剪除佢。如果唔係呢棵樹就會死亡㗎啦。
It's interesting that the Lord uses a story, a parable, to demonstrate something similar to our lives.
即係好有趣嘅，耶穌喺度用呢個比喻去比喻佢呢個故事。
If you've been a Christian for a while, you've gone to church for a while, you probably read this story before. This parable.
如果你係相信咗耶穌嘅時間好長嘅話，你係聽過呢個故事嘅。
And it's interesting how people interpret this parable depending on what theological persuasion that you may have.
好多唔同嘅神學背景嘅人都會用唔同嘅方法嘗試去理解呢個嘅預言。
Now, if you're old-time Baptist, particularly from Europe.
如果你係由歐洲而嚟嘅所謂嘅浸信會嘅思想
，And most of them believe that you can lose your salvation.
佢哋就會相信你會失去咗你嘅救恩。
They're going to look at this passage and say, "You see, you know, the person becomes a Christian and then they can lose it and they can go from heaven to hell."
佢哋就話：嗱，你睇下啦，個人可以去得到呢個救恩，但係最終都會因為某種嘅原因去失去咗佢嘅救恩。
And then there's some, particularly in the Reformed Church, who believe in Calvinism.
又或者係喺一啲先進或者係改革式嘅教會入面。
And they don't believe that you could lose your salvation at all. So it said, see, they were never Christians except the last one.
佢哋話係其實佢哋係唔會失去咗佢嘅救恩，只不過佢哋唔係相信耶穌基督嘅人。
But you see, when I teach people how to read the Bible, I just tell them the Bible is a really simple document that God has given to us.
當牧師去解釋呢個聖經嘅時候，佢就會同我哋講，其實耶穌所講嘅係非常之簡單嘅啫。
Because the people that was written to were very simple people.
因为去写呢啲书信嘅人都系一个非常简单细小嘅
人。So read the story, discover what it says to you, ask the Lord to speak to your heart.
所以我哋今日系希望能够系用耶稣嘅说话去同我哋心里面说话。
The series that I've been doing, and this is the last message in that series, Greater Than Your Giants.
牧师今日所讲嘅题目就系佢一个系列里面最后一个题目。
This particular message I call Choked Alive.
呢个嘅题目系叫做被活活地挤住了。
Choked but still alive, not dead.
挤住，但系仍然系生存嘅。
Let me share with you how this parable goes first.
我哋想同各位去讲下呢一个嘅预言系讲乜嘢。
So we begin with the sower，
系讲到系撒种嘅。
The sower are people like you and me. They're evangelists. They're the people sharing the gospel.
撒种就好似一啲宣教嘅人去将呢个种子去撒开。
He takes the gospel, and the gospel is the seed.
我哋讲到呢个嘅所撒嘅种子，福音就好似种子一样。
Keep in mind, you cannot change the seed.
你唔可以改变呢啲嘅种子。
The seed is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
呢个嘅种子就系耶稣基督嘅福音。
It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, becoming a man.
我哋讲到呢个嘅耶稣基督系道成肉身
，dying on the cross of Calvary.
喺呢个嘅十架上面为我哋死亡。
Buried and 3 days later he resurrected.
埋葬之后三日后复活。
And the gospel message is this: whoever believes in him and receives him as their personal Lord and Savior, they will be saved.
每一个系相信呢个嘅福音作为佢哋嘅个人救主嘅话，佢就会得救。
That's the gospel message.
呢个就系福音所讲嘅。
We can't change it.
我哋唔可以改
变。Oh man, there's so many people that try to change it.
好多人去尝试去改变。
You know what's out there right now? One of the things that people are doing and promoted by probably the most famous person is Rob Bell.
我哋讲到呢个 Rob Bell 一个好有权力嘅人。
And that is, there's no hell, so you know you don't have to believe. It doesn't matter. You go to heaven anyway.
佢講到係完全冇地獄呢個嘅情況，所以你係唔介意咧。
And there's other things going there. In fact, in next month I'll begin a Sunday school class, and it will be on false teachings, called false teachings.
牧師喺下個月開始就會講咗一啲係一啲嘅壞嘅福音。
What they did is they changed the gospel seed.
佢哋點樣去改變呢個福音嘅種子
？And you know what? You can't change it. If you change it, it isn't it anymore.
如果你改變嘅話，就唔再係福音啦。
Now, so the evangelists, the people, the sower, they throw the seed out.
我哋啲宣教嘅人就係將呢啲嘅福音，即係福音嘅種子
散
開。
So you and I, let's say we're the sowers and we throw it out. It just depends. We can't change it. It depends how often we throw it out.
我哋好似呢個嘅宣教咁樣將呢啲嘅種子撒開，我哋係只不過睇下我哋幾時去點樣撒開。
Where we throw it out?
我哋抌喺邊個位置
？You know, do we do it a lot or just once in a blue moon?
我哋係咪？只是間歇性去做，定係時時去撒呢啲種子呢
？See, that's all we can do. But the seed is the seed is the gospel message.
我哋只可以做到呢一點，但係呢啲嘅種子就係神嘅福音。
Now, one of the most important part of this parable is the soil. Where does it land?
我哋講到呢個好重要嘅題目就係呢個嘅泥土。
The first soil it lands on kind of the road, the hard soil.
第一個講到好似撒咗喺路旁一樣。
That's kind of like I remember when I was sharing the gospel. Often, every week I'll go out and pass out tracts.
很多時候我們將福音一些的單張或者音帶 去發出去。
I have to say, you know, I can pass out 1,000 tracks and every single one of them may not be read.
很多的福音錄音帶都是這樣散開，但可能不是每一個人都會聽得到。
I remember going to Queen's College one day.
牧師去到一個叫 Queen's College 的地
方。And we just scattered, you know, all over the campus and we started passing out tracks.
在校園裡面是不停地去發放。
And some of the people were okay. They'll take it. You know, they're not reading. Some people maybe they'll read it. And some of them I was able to talk with.
即係有啲嘅人係攞咗之後，或者就會去睇，又或者有一啲嘅人係會同牧師去傾談。
And one person, I tried to pass out track. He just looked at me, looked at the track, and he spat at me. Just spat, really hit my shoes.
佢好多時候就咁睇咗之後，就將佢抌喺牧師嘅鞋嘅上面。
You know, some people are like that. They hear the gospel, they receive it.They don't care, and the Bible here says the bird come and quickly pick that seed up.
佢哋好多時候都係聽咗呢啲福音嘅種子，但係唔去理會，就好似經文所講，就係只用雀鳥去食咗一樣。
In fact, it is the most common thing today in America. You can share the gospel often, and it just goes there in the hard soil, and it doesn't ever sink in. The bird come, and it's called Satan just.Takes the seed away.
就好似現今喺美國傳福音一樣，好似你係將佢呢個福音種子去散開，但係好似就喺呢個嘅路旁上面就有飛鳥去食咗。
And I even remember a few times when I shared the gospel with these derelict homeless people on the street.
很多時候牧師都會跟一些無家可歸的人去傳福音。
Now they're interested in, you know, me giving them a little water or things like that, but once I begin sharing the gospel,
很多時候他們都很有興趣，譬如牧師去給一瓶水他，但當牧師去跟他傳福音的時候呢？
Here's a person, right, have no home, sitting on a street, no life, terrible situation, I'm sharing with them something, and they curse me.
好，即這些人，譬如說只是坐在路邊，是無家可歸，當牧師去的福音話俾佢聽嘅時候，佢竟然用粗口嚟到去鬧牧師。
Because their hearts are so hard that even though they have nothing and need everything, they still don't want the gospel.
因為佢哋心裏面非常之剛硬，雖然佢哋係乜嘢都冇，但係佢哋仍然唔想去擁有呢個福音。
So that is the soil that's really hard.
好似係落喺一個嘅石頭嘅上面。
Most of us always believe, you know, those guys never became Christians. Of course not. They didn't even receive it at all, right?
好多人都會係諗，可能呢啲人永遠都唔會去相信耶穌基督。
And that might be the case for some of our family members, some of our friends.
又或者好似我哋嘅一啲嘅家人或者系朋友一样。
I remember my best friend going to school when I was in high school. I used to go to school with him every single day. We took the subway, it was a school in Brooklyn. Every single day we went to school together.
牧师喺高中嘅时候系一个好好嘅朋友，佢哋一齐坐地铁去翻学噶。
And I was only a believer for about a year and a half.
牧師信咗主可能只係年半嘅時間。
So finally, I had enough courage, you know, I got enough nerve to tell Antonio about Jesus Christ.
牧師係鼓起勇氣，終於有一日去 Antonio 呢個人去講佢嘅福音。
I remember we were on a subway platform.
我哋喺呢個地鐵嘅站台上面。
I shared the gospel with him and gave him a tract.
係牧師係將一個嘅福音嘅福音帶去俾佢。
And he took it and he threw it and he said, "What's the matter with you? Are you a Jesus freak now?"
He said to the pastor, "Are you a Jesus believer?" I kind of said, "Yeah, I am." The
pastor said, "Yes,
I am."
And he won't talk to me again. Not about the gospel.
And
I tell you, I wish I would have won him to Jesus Christ, my best friend. He just wouldn't talk to me.
This is my best friend. I really hope he can
believe Jesus. His heart is like that hard rock. He just won't take it.
His heart is like a hard stone.
Now the second soil.
第二种嘅泥土呢?
This is a hard one. Really hard one. Really hard.Because you see the soil's there and the seed goes and it grew right away. The plant grew.
好似呢個嘅種子落喺呢個泥土嘅上面，佢好快就去成長。
And how are we to interpret this? Jesus interpreted for us, and he says they received the gospel and they grew, right? They flourished.
耶穌就同我哋解釋，佢係落咗喺個泥土上面，佢就有生長。
But then later on, hardship and persecution, bad things came into their lives.
但遲啲嘅時候，可能有逼迫，有好多唔同嘅情況發生，佢哋
就唔再生長啦。And then they just fell away. They quickly fell away.
佢哋好快就唔再生長啦。
Now, how do you define this person?
你點樣去理解呢個嘅人呢？
It's hard to say he just wasn't a Christian because he was.
你唔可以話佢一個唔相信耶穌基督嘅人，但係因為佢係。
But did he fall away? Did he suddenly become not a Christian?
佢咪因為佢跌倒，所以唔再係成為耶穌基督嘅人呢
？I became a Christian in the 70s。
牧師喺70年代相信耶穌。
Actually, May of 1970。
係1970年嘅五月。
A lot of people became Christians in the 70s。
喺70年代，好多人去相信主耶穌基督。
Churches that are 40 people suddenly became 140 people. Churches that are 200 suddenly became 500.
好多喺四十人嘅教會變成140人、200人教會更加好。
Because there was a revival going on in America.
因為喺美國裏面，福音上面係好興旺嘅。
It started in California, spread all the way to New York and the East Coast.
喺加州開始，一直到去東岸，去到紐約。
Even the Catholic Church were coming to know the Lord. There was the Charismatic Catholics. That's when it first came out.
一個靈恩嘅天主教派都去相信主耶穌基督。
So many people gave their lives to Jesus Christ.
好多人願意將佢嘅生命去奉獻俾耶穌。
And you know, we were walking around Chinatown, all over the streets of New York City, passing out tracts. We didn't care. We're standing on the corner with our guitar playing, you know, silly songs, and we didn't care because people were giving their lives to Jesus Christ.
我哋好多時候都會喺唐人街去，譬如話用吉他唱歌去派福音嘅單張。希望人即人可以相信主耶穌基督。
I gotta tell you, one of my greatest highlights of my memory of my youth is marching down Times Square, shouting Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
我記得我喺人生上面一個嘅高潮，我就喺呢個嘅時代廣場去大叫耶穌，耶穌，耶穌。
I don't think they'll let us do that anymore, but you know, it was a lot of fun.
嗰個時候可能會容許我哋咁樣做，但係而家可能唔會啦。
We had these little red stickers, you know, they come in rows, and it was just Jesus loves you sticker, and we'll peel out and stick it on all the glass windows on Times Square.
我哋好多时候有一卷卷系一啲红色嘅贴纸，叫做耶稣爱你，佢就会贴喺呢个窗门上面。
I realized that was probably not a good gospel presentation message, you know.
可能都唔系一个好咁样去讲呢个基督方法嘅。
But we did.
但我哋都系咁样做咗。
There were so many young people.
我哋嗰阵时候好多嘅年青人。
But I want to tell you, over the years, throughout the 70s and into the 80s,
喺呢个七十年代、八十年代过去咗咁多年嘅里面。
I can tell you, I have pictures in my face, names that I know, friends of mine, they fell away.
好多喺我牧师即系个心里面好多有印象嘅人都系去离开咗耶稣。
Many of them don't go to church anymore, but some of them even will profess, "Well, I'm not a Christian."
好多人都系唔再去翻教会，或者系再即系同人讲我唔再相信耶稣啦。
There are a lot of reasons. Sometimes it's just hardship. Sometimes it's just boredom. Sometimes it's persecution. And they just gave it off. They said, "I don't want to be a Christian. It's not worth it."
可能好多嘅原因，或者感觉到好沉闷，又或者受好多嘅逼迫，所以佢哋唔想再成为基督教徒。
You know, maybe there's some people in CBC like that.
又或者我哋教会里面都有啲人都系咁样。
Because I want to tell you, you know, every time I go to a restaurant in Chinatown, I always, almost always, more often than not, meet somebody that knew me.
好多时候，牧师系喺呢个嘅唐人街去呢个中国餐厅里面。
And sometimes it's people in the church, which is wonderful. Sometimes I don't know who they are. They say, "Oh, I used to go to CBC."
又或者喺餐厅里面撞到一啲以前系去我哋教会嘅朋友，又或者系我哋而家嘅会友。
And that's great. I always say, "Well, what church do you go to now?"
佢又或者系啊，我哋以前去 CBC 嘅喎，咁但系你而家去边个教会呢
？Sometimes they tell me HCC. They will go to Fort Bend. They go to Second Baptist. That's great.
又或者系去 HCC， 或者去福片，或者系唔同类型嘅教会。
Often though, they say, "We're not going to church."
但系好多时候佢哋就会同我哋讲，我已经冇再翻教会啦。
And if I can engage a conversation, I would, but sometimes I can't, so I just say, "Oh, nice meeting you."
好多时候牧师都唔能够去完全嘅倾谈，佢即系话啊，好高兴去认识你。
So how will we categorize people that do that?
我哋点样去分别呢啲嘅人呢
？Now the third seed, or the third soil is what I want to focus on.
第三种嘅泥土系牧师想去讲清楚噶。
It grew.
佢生长。
It grew big.
系好茂盛嘅生长。
You can look at the plant and it's a plant.
当你见到呢个植物嘅时候，佢真系一个植物。
It's kind of like my tree, my myrtle tree. It's still a myrtle tree.
好似牧师嗰棵树，佢真系可以睇到系嗰棵树嘅存在。
But what's wrong with it？
但有咩嘢嘅错对嘅地方咧
？Is there anything wrong with it at all？
唔系，系咪有啲咩嘢唔啱嘅地方咧
？The scripture here, the parable talks about things that choke it。
我哋讲到系有一啲嘅嘢系挤住呢啲嘅植物。
Now, if you guys are gardeners, you know what they are. They're thorns. They're weeds. They're all over. It grows up with your plant and it chokes it. It takes the energy away.
如果你系中意去种植嘅话，呢个即系你大家可以睇到呢啲可能系一啲荆棘或者系野草。
And whether it's in the soil or around it, it chokes it. It just takes away all the nutrients, all the resources this plant needs.
无论佢哋喺根部又或者喺周围嘅地方，佢哋都会攞去咗呢啲植物所需要嘅养分。
The plant is still there. It's alive, but it's being choked.
嗰棵植物仍然系生存，但系好似系失去咗佢嘅养分。
I want to tell you, I just feel, and in my experience as a pastor, that too often there's so many Christians that are being choked.
喺过去牧师嘅经验里面，佢见到好多嘅基督徒都好似一样，好似失去咗啲嘅养分。
Two days ago, I did something I should have done a long time ago. I never did. I saw this movie.
牧师喺两日前咧睇咗一套佢应该系好耐之前已经睇咗嘅电影。
It's a 1993 classic movie. You probably all saw it. And Barbara said, "I've seen it so few times. Why can't you watch it with me?"
系师母同牧师讲啊，你应该系好长之前已经同我去睇咗噶啦。
She said, "It's called The Joy Luck Club."
佢讲到系叫做幸福会。
I never saw it.
但我牧师系从来冇睇过嘅。
I just thought it was a bunch of, you know, people sitting around 打麻雀, you know, that's it.
就好似一班嘅人坐喺度，净系挂住打麻雀一样。
So, but it's not. It's talking stories, right? It's interesting. Those of you that saw it, if you didn't, I do highly recommend it.
咁当然佢唔系净系讲佢打麻雀啦。咁当中佢里面有讲好多嘅故事。如果大家未睇过嘅，我系建议大家去睇。
It talks about four women and also their daughters and their experiences in America and also in China.
佢哋講到有四個嘅女人同埋佢哋嘅女兒，講到佢哋喺美國同喺中國嘅經歷。
Now I left China, I left Hong Kong when I was 7 years old.
牧師七歲嘅時候就離開咗香港。
But I'm old enough to know that there was a little bit, you know, there's a bridge there. I still can touch a little bit of history.
但是牧师是成长到的地步，他仍然有记忆，他知道某些事情。
And I do remember the story, some of the stories my mom told me and my grandmother.
我都好记得我的妈妈和我祖母和我所提及的故事。
In fact, one of the stories there was about one of the women in China, it sounded like my grandmother.
他们是讲到其中一个女人好像我祖母一样。
You see, my grandmother was 13 years old when she was married to my grandfather, who I never met, but she was not the first wife, she was maybe wife number 5 or 6.
我的祖母13岁的时候就嫁给我的祖父，虽然我是完全认识我的祖父。
At the age of 13.
13岁的时候。
But the story of Joy Luck's Club, that movie, the interesting thing was how many of these women, they survived, I guess, but while they are being choked in their culture and the experiences of being a woman,in a Chinese culture.
這些女性雖然是繼續的生存，但是可以看到她們的過去的生命裡面，無論是她的文化或者她們生命的環境，是令到她們是擠住一樣。
And how it affected even their children and how their kind of cultural DNA came forward, we as Chinese people.
作為我們的中國人，看到這些女性怎樣將她們的傳統怎樣帶給她們的女兒。
Now, I don't know, you know, how truthful all those things necessarily are. It's only a movie, and I know it's also considered a very anti-Asian men movie, too. So I get that. But there's just a sense of life that is being choked.
很多时候我们去看这个电影的时候，虽然不知道里面的真实性是什么，但有一样东西可以看到的，就是这个他们的生命好像是没有了他们的营养一样。
When a life is choked,
当你的生命 当你的生命失去了这个的营养的时候
，And I think sometimes in the Christian community, the Christian church community, we are being choked too.
当我们的教会又或者我们的基督徒的生命同一样发生这个的事情的时候
，There's a congregation that I won't mention because simply because you can connect it, I won't say what it is. A congregation which I preach at.
我哋讲到系有一个嘅会众，牧师时时都会喺嗰度讲道噶。
Not a CBC congregation.
当然唔系我哋教会嘅会众。
And I want to tell you, when I go there, I sense that there's a big community there, people that are really oppressed and choked.
好似系牧师每一次去讲道嘅时候，都发觉嗰度嘅会众好似被压迫，好似被挤住嘅感觉。
And I talk to the leaders and people that are helping. I said, why don't they just get out of it?
我哋就会同嗰度嘅领袖讲，点解佢哋唔去逃脱出嚟咧
？Why did he put up with this kind of stuff？
点解你会愿意去容忍呢个情况咧
？They can't. They just can't.
佢哋唔能够做到。
They are completely choked and oppressed.
佢哋完全系被压制住噶。
He said, "Well, that's not us here. That's not our church."
呢个唔系我哋教会啫。
That's not the Christian community.
呢个都唔系我哋基督徒嘅社区入面发
生嘅。What is Jesus talking about? These thorns that choke?
我哋讲到呢一啲系被压制住嘅荆棘系乜嘢咧
？He describes it as the worries of this world。
我哋讲到系好似我哋世上面一切嘅烦恼。
He describes it as the deceitfulness of wealth。
我哋讲到好似系里面所讲嘅一啲嘅好似我哋一啲生命上面一啲嘅富有嘅情况，令到我哋好似好压迫一样。
One of the things I try to keep up with is how the Christian community is doing in America.
又或者大家会谂下，究竟我哋喺美国嘅基督徒嘅社区里面嘅情况系点样
咧 ？And also, how the Christian community is doing amongst the Chinese churches.
又或者我哋喺中国人喺美国嘅教会里面嘅情况会系点样咧
？This is a guy named Will Mancini.
我哋讲到有一个人叫做 Will Mancini.
He's been tracking churches, and he's discovering the churches in America are not doing well.
我哋都系去睇到佢。即都講到係呢個美國嘅教會，其實情況都唔係好好。
I mentioned to you, if you don't know, about 7,000 churches close every year.
我亦都講到喺美國裏面，每一年有7,000間教會係關門嘅。
The not the average, but the medium size of churches all across America, medium half or higher, half or lower, it's only 75 people.
我哋係講到一啲喺平均裏面有7,000間教會每年關門。
And in fact, every year churches are losing members, not gaining members.
每一年都係有會眾係去離開佢哋嘅教會。
And I want to on a sidebar. Praise God, CBC is growing and doing very well.
我哋好感谢神，我哋嘅教会都系有增长。
But he went on to describe why that was happening to the churches.
但我哋讲到系点解会喺教会里面发生呢啲嘅情况咧
？He said the main reason for the church decline in attendance.
我哋讲到点解会众嘅出席率会下降呢
？And I'm just going to read this slowly to you. He said, "It's because of the increased involvement with kids' activities."
我哋系讲到系因为你哋嘅小朋友嘅活动增加
，including more multiple activity commitment，
系多个某一种嘅活动。
And he talks about sports and music and academia.
讲到系运动、音乐或者系学业。
So the people in America are getting into their children, especially good people in America, family people in America, Christian families in America are getting into their children and spending a lot more time with them.
我哋系讲到一啲嘅家庭，一啲良好嘅家庭，包括我哋基督徒嘅家庭，系将佢哋嘅仔女放喺呢啲嘅活动入面。
Now I want to tell you, that sounds like a good thing, right?
呢个系一件好嘅事嚟嘅，我听。
Oh, that's a whole lot better than leaving your children to run the streets.
都好過任憑你哋嘅仔女喺街上面去行走。
But what we're doing is we're creating all these situations in which we just don't go to church anymore.
但我哋就係用咗呢個嘅情況去俾我哋有機會翻唔到我哋教會。
Listen, a typical Chinese family. Think about what we do to our children.
我哋講到我哋嘅中國人嘅家庭裏面，我哋對我哋仔女做咗啲咩事情
？They study hard all day, right? They got to go to the best school because they got to get straight A's, of course.
佢哋好努力嘅去學習，希望佢哋能夠完全攞到 A。
And afterwards, we send them to schools like Kumin and etc. to get them ready for SAT, even though they're only seventh grade, you know.
我哋都係用咗好多嘅方法去同佢哋去補習，希望能夠喺呢個公開嘅試上面考到好嘅成績。
Let me tell you, this is across the board. It's not just Houston. New York was crazy like that. California is like that.Our children have no life. They have to study, study, study. And by the way, they have to be a prodigy in some kind of musical instrument.
唔單止喺侯斯頓，無論喺加州或者係紐約，我哋嘅小朋友都好似冇咗佢哋應有嘅生活一樣，時時都要做好多嘅學習上面。
And in their spare time, they should be able to play really good soccer or baseball.
又或者佢哋喺應該喺運動上面應該好擅長某一樣嘅運動，
例如足球一樣。I don't know if you see if your children are in soccer, you might not be. A lot of children are soccer.Practices are on Sunday mornings now.
好多時候唔知大家有冇留意，好多時候啲足球嘅訓練都係星期日嘅早上嘅。
So we feel all that, and you say, "Well, that's a good thing. These are good things that we do with our children."
你或者會話呢啲係對我哋啲小朋友係好好嘅活動嚟嘅喎。
Yes, they are, but they take up all the space that we bring them to church.Fill them with spiritual things. We remove those kind of things because you only have one life. You only have 24 hours in a day.
冇錯，呢個係好事。但係你用咗呢個嘅方法，令到呢個小朋友冇機會翻到教會，喺靈裡面得著餵養。
And what happens is exactly what the scripture says. We begin to allow good things to choke our children.
又或者我哋好似經文所講，我哋用一啲好嘅事情去擠住咗我哋應該要有嘅事情。
Now you say that's good, it doesn't seem to hurt them, but I want to tell you what happens on the next generation when they become parents, because they have nothing to model, they just model you, and next thing you know, they have no interest at all in church.
又或者係到咗下一個嘅 generation， 每一個年代嘅時候，佢哋冇一個好好嘅榜樣，佢哋就會用你嘅方法去作為一個榜樣。
Do you know the young adults? They don't want to be called millennials, so we don't want to call them that. They're young adults. These are the ones that are 34, 35, and to about 18 years old.
我哋講到一啲嘅二千年派，好似話係三十零歲或者十八、十九歲嘅年紀。
Many of them may be your children or your grandchildren.
又或者呢啲係好似你嘅兒女或者你嘅孫兒一樣。
More than half of them have absolutely no interest in spiritual thing, not even church.Any spiritual thing, they're not interested at all.
大部分係對屬靈嘅事情係冇任何嘅興趣嘅。
You know, today in America, that includes everybody, Chinese and otherwise, only 20% of people in America go to church regularly.
我哋喺美國裡面，包括咗中國人在內，大概有20%嘅人係會去教會嘅。
They estimate that within 20 years, only 11% will go to church.
佢哋都係估計過二十年之後，可能得11%嘅人會去教
會。That includes you and me.
係包括咗你同我喺入面。
See, our children don't want to go to church anymore.
我哋嘅仔女唔想再翻教會。
Because they have seen and experienced church families whose lives are choked.
佢哋係親身去睇到呢個嘅基督教嘅家庭點樣去被任何嘅環境擠住。
Now they see us. They see us as Christians. They know my father is a Christian. He's a faithful Christian. My mom's a good woman. She goes to church. But I don't really want that.
你或者佢睇到啊，我嘅父母都係一個好好嘅去信主耶穌基督嘅人。但係我自己就唔想再翻教會啦。
Because they see a plant that's alive, but they don't see a whole lot of things they want about it.
佢係見到一個成長咗嘅植物，但係唔睇到有咩嘅任何特別嘅情況。
And so they pursue their own thing.
所以佢哋會去追求其他。
I worry a lot for the next generation, which is not called millennial. They call homelanders. They're the generation 18 years to about 6 or 7 right now.
下一個嘅年代就好似係由十八歲到係
六七歲咯。
六七歲嘅。
That's the next generation.
叫做 homelander。
It's going to be a bigger generation than the young adults, than the millennials.
佢哋係比上一代嘅 millennial 係更加嘅大。
They have very little interest in the gospel.
他们是更加对属灵的事情是更加没兴趣。
So my three granddaughters are part of that generation.
我的三个孙女就是属于那个年代的人。
I want them to love God.
我希望他们能够爱神。
How are we going to make that happen?
我们怎样能够令到这个事情出现呢?
The last thing I want to share with you.
最后一点想跟各位
分享的。The seed grew.
我们的这个种子成长。
Then it got choked.
是被挤住了。
What happens?
发生了什么事情呢?
You know what? The life they live fails.
他们的生命是失败了。
You see, it isn't that they don't live that life. They live that life like this tree there. The tree grows.
他们好像这棵树一样继续继续他的生命。
But according to Jesus, there's no fruit.
我们讲到是耶稣里面讲到这个根部。
Now, what kind of fruit is it?
果實是什麼呢?
Someone you might ask, Pastor Dan, what are you talking about? Look, I have a wonderful family.
牧師, 你就會問了, 我有一個很好的家庭。
Look at, I have a nice house, I have a nice job, I have a good portfolio. We're good citizens.
我們是一個好的公民, 有我們的屋, 有我們的車。
But I want to tell you that the fruit that the Lord is talking about is reproduction.
我們講到這個的結實是可以繼續的生長下去。
It talks about 30, 50, 100 times what was sown.
我們講到怎樣去30倍、60倍、100倍的結
實。 For us as God's people, our hope and our purpose is to reproduce.
我們講到一個好的基督徒是我們怎樣去繼續去繁殖下去，怎樣結好的果子。
When CBC was started, 3 years ago now?
當我們教會63年前去開始的時
候， There was just a few people.
只是寥寥可數的幾個人。
I mean, the point of that church 60-something years ago was that they will reproduce.
我们是讲到他们那时候的目的就是更加的繁殖下去。
And that is how that life would be successful.
我们讲到这个生命怎样去作为成功。
And because of CBC, then and now,
是因为我们的教会过去和现在。
At least I was told by the Southern Baptist leadership, they said because of you guys, 50 other churches exist in Houston.
我们都是讲到有这个原因，所以我们教会才会在这个地方继续的存在。
Whether they're Baptist or not, the DNA somehow comes from this church.
无论是浸信会的人或者与否。
For that we can be praising the Lord for.
我们可以因为这样的情况去高举我们的神。
But what about us now?
但我们现在呢?
Are we like this tree that is just there, but we are choked?
我们是不是好像这棵树就这样站在这里而毫无任何的生命力呢?
Are we able to win?More Chinese people to Jesus Christ.
我们有没有好像能够有能力去将其他的中国人去带到神的面前呢?
Are we able to bring our children and our grandchildren to saving knowledge of His love?
我们能不能够是将我们的儿女和孙儿带到神的面前呢?
Will we be able to touch our neighbors?
我们能不能够接触到我们的邻舍呢?
And whether they're Chinese or not, can we reach them for the Lord?
无论他们是不是中国人都好，究竟我们愿不愿意去跟他们接触呢?
I want to tell you we can.
我哋想同各位讲，我哋系可以嘅。
But we cannot allow things to choke our lives.
但我哋唔可以用其他嘅事情去挤住我哋嘅生命。
You know the bad things we can understand. Get rid of those sinful things. Of course we understand that.
我哋讲到好多一啲唔好嘅事情，包括咗我哋嘅罪。当然我哋系要去。
But a lot of things that choke our lives are good things.
但好多时候去挤住我哋生命嘅事情，可能都系
一
啲好嘅事情。
Why don't we want good things?
点解我哋要仍然需要啲好嘅嘢咧
？We don't want good things.That take the place of God things.
我们不能够将这些好的事情去代替了神。
So I believe that each one of us,
我们都是相信在座每一个人,
can have a really fruitful life.
一个很有结果子的生命。
Doesn't matter how young or old you are.
无论你是几年轻或者几年老都好。
Jesus has made it possible for you and for me to produce fruit.
耶稣是可以在你的生命里面可以结好的果子。
We just have to begin to put away some of these things that choke us.
只是我们是希望我们能够将我们在生命里面能够挤住我们生命的事情去挪开。
Sometimes we have to be really hard about it. Like I had to use a chainsaw on my tree.
很多时候可能都会用一些很重型的机器可能去切除。
Sometimes you just have to throw it out.
很多时候只是很简单的将它扔掉。
You know, there's some habits we have.
或者是我们一些的习性。
There's some choices we made.
或者我们所的选择。
Sometimes it's just something we have in the house.
或者我们在屋里面的一些的事情。
Sometimes it's a house.
或者只係我哋間屋。
You know, one of the most famous Chinese person in America amongst the Christian community, you know who he is, he spoke here, his name is Francis Chan.
我哋都係曾經講到 Francis Chan 一個喺我哋中國人嘅基督教裏面一個好出名嘅人。
He's a really good speaker. He goes all over. He ministers a lot. But one of the things that he did that really impressed me personally.
佢一個好好嘅講道嘅人，佢所講嘅一句嘢令到我非常嘅佩服嘅。
He made a choice.
佢決定咗一樣嘅事情。
He sold his house.
佢賣咗佢嘅屋。
He said, "My house is too big. I don't need to live in a big house."
佢話：我嘅屋太大啦，我唔需要。
So he bought a smaller house.
所以佢買咗間細嘅。
See, those are choices that demonstrates that he doesn't want to be choked.
佢係朗到佢嘅生命唔想因為呢個嘅屋而去被擠住。
And because he will not allow things to choke him, his life is much more productive.
就因為佢唔想呢啲嘅事情去擠住佢嘅生命，所以佢嘅生命更加嘅美好。
I'm not sure what you need to do.
我唔知道大家需要去做啲咩嘅事
情。But if your life is not reproducing,
但如果你嘅生命唔能夠延續落去，
if your life is not productive,
如果係唔能夠去繁殖落去嘅話
，I want you to understand that you can have a productive life.
我可以想同各位讲，你系可以拥有咁样嘅生命。
And the wonderful thing is, when you do have a productive life, it's a much better life.
如果你嘅生命能够结到一个好嘅果子嘅生命嘅话，系一个非常美好嘅生命。
It's a life that you really enjoy.
呢个系你能够非常之享受嘅生命。
Because it's God's life for you.
因为系神要你去享受呢个咁样嘅生命。
You can never make a choice better than what God has in mind for you.
你做呢个选择冇好得过去愿意去跟从神。
Would you pray with me?
我哋一齐祈祷。
Lord God, thank you so much.
主，我哋系感谢赞美你。
Thank you for allowing us to look into this parable.
我哋好系好感谢你，让我哋可以睇到呢个嘅预言。
God, if there's anybody here that has a giant that is choking them,
我哋或者我哋生命当中有一啲好巨大嘅事情去压制住我哋嘅生命。
Oh Lord God, would you remove this giant?
你都系求你将呢啲嘅巨大嘅事情去挪开。
Would you just take this choking thing away from this person?
能够系将我哋人里面生命系挤住我哋生命嘅事情去挪开。
Thank you. Then we pray.
我哋感谢你，我哋咁样祈祷，奉主圣名祈求。
Amen.